Hey there. Are you ready to listen to some Two Kings podcast? Me too.
Great.
What, and you'll have... hang on now. You ruined my flow.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. You hurt my feelings. So why don't you sit back, kick your shoes off, grab a cocktail, and let's get... No, that's the other show.
Yeah.
That's
my line.
Grab a cocktail. That's that voice announcer.
Yes. Let's grab a cocktail.
Grab a cocktail, and let's get into it, girl. No, that doesn't say girl. It does not say girl.
It should, but it does not say girl.
We'll be right back after this.
Welcome. You're tuned into the Two Kings podcast with your hosts Brian Weeks and Adam Ricker. You may now enter the kingdom.
Good morning and welcome to the Two Kings podcast, where it is always Saturday. I am one of your hosts, Brian Weeks, and I am here with my co-host and partner in love and in life, Mr. Adam Ricker.
That is Big Ricker, the biggest of Rickers. Don't forget it. Welcome to Saturday and welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
Good morning!
Your TikTok obsession has
my TikTok queen
that has brought, yeah, that is everything now.
Oh my god, I love her. There's a lady on TikTok called her username is Godmother, and she starts every day. She's very loud, but she gives you a very motivational message in a way that I feel like I would motivate my friends. So,
and her voice is like Miss Vanjie, but as a lady.
Oh yeah, she sounds so much like Miss Vanjie. I'm actually gonna see if I can find it real quick on here of videos that I've liked that she's in. Maybe you can hear it. Those are basically the range of her messages. Like, she's like, good morning, today we're going to stop worrying about that relationship from the past and focus on your growth. Mm-hmm. Keep your circle small, the blunt gets back to you faster.
It is very, it's very inspirational and very empowering.
I enjoy it. Yeah. I've loved some of the messages in there, and I'm like, you know what, you're right. Forget sometimes I need to let a bitch know.
And it is highly entertaining. So, what's been going on since the last time that we met last week? How was your week, babe?
Well, as I've talked about the last few weeks, work's been kind of a joke, to be honest. And I finally stepped up and said something about it, because on Tuesday I had my last Zoom orientation. The way my work has done it is the second Tuesday of every month, they have one part of their orientation that used to be a one-day in-person session before the COVID. So I finished my third part today. I had January, February, and March. This one was with the CEO of the company and the vice president of HR. And one of the things that the CEO of the company I work for talked about is we don't want to lose employees, so we are such a large agency that does so many different things. We'd rather explore your options than just send you somewhere, you know?
Right. And that's
I mean, have you leave, of, rather,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really unheard of in most companies.
So she encouraged reaching out to HR ever to see, like, what kind of paths there were, and I did that, and I've been communicating with HR, and we're looking into something more on the administrative side for me.
Nice.
That I think I would enjoy and learn and grow in. Mm-hmm. My intent is to move back to Maine one day, so basically I'm just building experience to move back to Maine and find a better job when I get there, and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. depending on where we end up.
Right.
That's a one-day thing, though. It's not necessarily like a tomorrow thing, but mm-hmm. Southern Maine, like the Portland, Cumberland County area, I'd really like to move back to someday. So
absolutely. We were just talking about that yesterday.
So there's that. Work's been fine, I guess. The guys enjoy me being there,
mm-hmm.
Which feels good.
Yeah.
I get along with all of them. They do a good job for me. There's one guy who's infamous for giving even his seasoned staff a hard time about meds at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go give him his meds for the first time. And he, with no issues, no problems, took them right down. And
that's fantastic.
Even his housemate was kind of like, oh, wow. You know, like you didn't do. So that's been good. But the big thing for me this week has been the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his first vet visit since I've been daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. I am, one of the things about me, like a lot of people, some people know, some people don't, I'm very empathic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it accounts for my craziness sometimes and why I'm so, like, emotionally shifted one way or the other. Because a lot of it, I'm not good at the grounding and shielding part. Sometimes those things break away, and I'll absorb all the emotion in the room and not mean to.
Mm-hmm.
But even, like, hours before the vet appointment, I'm, like, sitting in the office, like, in tears, silent tears, because I'm like, the kitty's going to think I'm giving him away. Because they do a curbside at this vet. So the tech comes out, and they'll talk, like, they look like you would in the room before the doctor comes in. Checks, you know, here's the records. Here's my concern. They take the animal into the hospital, and you wait outside and wait for a call from the doctor after the exam to go over anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was stressful for me because the only thing that made it better is Brian's friend, Kelly. Kelly Bennett. He grew up with her.
Mm-hmm.
You said since the age of 5?
Yeah, yep.
So, 30, what is it?
A lot. almost 40 years, yeah.
Back yonder, she was the tech, and she came out, and she's very enthusiastic, and you can tell she loves her job. She loves animals. Yeah. She already loves Loki.
Mm-hmm.
So she took very good care of him. She got me set up on a pretty cool plan that has him covered for the year.
Yeah.
If anything should arise, his appointment went very well. He's a very healthy cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfect weight. He's a big boy. He's 12 pounds. But, like, the doctor says 12 pounds, 4 ounces, but where he's at.
We're all big boys in this house.
Yeah, we're all chonky boys in this house. And he, hey, the kitty's heard me talking about him. He came in. He's healthy and happy. He made friends at the vet with all the ladies and the doctor. They were spoiling him with easy cheese. But then came the vaccination. Mm. And the doctor said after I gave him the shot, without claws, he swatted my hand and then went and stood in the corner and wouldn't look at anybody.
Yep.
Until we brought the easy cheese back out, and then he realized it wasn't so bad. So that went good. He's all set and happy and healthy, and that makes me happy in turn. So
yeah, but and like I said, you know, yeah, it was really great to have Kelly there. It was nice to see her, and also, you know, that she literally, like, I could have told you within minutes of meeting her in when we were little kids. She is doing exactly what she was, like, born to do.
Of course, yeah. You can definitely tell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're friends outside of that, too. So she messaged me after and was, you know, telling me more things she thinks about him and some of the things he might be into, like maybe walking on a leash, or she suggested we try taking him swimming. And I'm like, let's slow down here, lady. I don't know if he'd be into that.
But you never know.
But hey, I'm like, you never know. You're right. He's obsessed with the bathtub for some reason, so you know, he might be okay.
Right.
So yeah, that's been... Nice. Other than that, I didn't really stream this week. I streamed last night for like about 40 minutes, but I had a headache while I was playing, so I just said I'd call it good. I have a new mic coming today, so...
Yay.
I'll stream later on and at some point. Mm-hmm. Give it a try, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
What about you? What's, Well, I mean, I've been with you most of the week, but, like, yeah. What's new with you?
Well, the best part for me this week, you know, I mean, yeah, we had work, and I've been playing on TikTok, but I think the nicest thing this week was this really nice taste of spring we had the last couple of days. Here, where we are, it was, you know, 50s and 60s the last couple of days. Beautiful shorts weather, I mean, but for both of us, it's usually shorts weather, even when it's 20 below, but it was really nice to be able to get that. You know, spring starts next week. Next Saturday, actually, is the first day of spring. But, you know, the beautiful weather and starting to the front lawn, we actually have a little bit of a lawn, babe.
I know. I noticed that out there.
And now it's being revealed.
I can't wait to tell people to get off of it.
Right. Yeah, me too. but... It kind of got the creative juices flowing, you know, starting to like garden planning for the boxes outside and outdoor projects and things. And one of the greatest things this week is I brought home a new grill.
Oh, yes. I am so excited. I'm kind of sad it's not built yet, but I can help figure that out.
I'll probably end up building it overnight tonight. While I'm watching TV.
Oh, good. Then I'm going to get some charcoal and some steaks and chicken and all that stuff. I'm ready. No hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I want hot dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this about what you... No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Red hot dogs?
No.
Brian cannot stand the red snappers for me. His mom, though, and I, that's one thing that we share in common.
Yes.
They had a barbecue last summer. I think it was last summer.
Yes, it was.
Or this past summer.
It was actually while we were on vacation for our birthdays. It was right around.
Was it that weekend?
It was that weekend. Yeah.
His sister lives in the same building, and she had a little barbecue out in the driveway, and Brian and her mom came over, and we were battling it out for the steak and the red snappers, so...
Yeah, those are just the natural casing hot dogs and those red hot dogs. So gross.
What is the gross... Like, I'm just curious. Like, I'm not... Like, obviously, I don't like olives, and you do, and I'm...
It's that snap. It just feels like I'm trying to, like, bite through a condom or something. I just don't like it. Even as a kid, it's a... I think it's a texture thing, but, like... I shouldn't have to, like, creme brulee, like, and, like, break into my hot dog. It should just be a fucking hot dog.
That's true.
That's how I feel about it.
I can understand that.
I expect a snap into the skin when I have charcoal grilled them. You know what I mean? Other than that, there should be no breaking of skin.
I've always
audible just, breaking of skin.
I've always just found, for me, the consistency of the... meat on the inside. I mean, we all know, let's all be real. We know what hot dogs are.
Yeah, looks and assholes.
And, I mean, the cheaper you go on the hot dogs, the more assholes you get. But there are some that are, like, actually, like, decent pieces of the animal.
I am a bar S man all the way. Give me the cheapest fucking hot dogs. But I don't... Also, I don't like beef hot dogs. Beef hot dogs seem very... They're always so greasy and oily. Mm-hmm. Give me, like... A mystery meat, cheap ass hot dog.
Made with chicken and pork.
Yes. Those are the ones I like.
I don't know. For me, the natural casing, the meat just seems like it's got more of a salt, like a more solid consistency. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I grew up on them. I love those things.
Right.
When I moved to Massachusetts in 2003, I lived right near a Star Market, which is Shaw's.
Yes.
And
everywhere except for right here, yeah.
My mom, I want to say, gave me some grocery money. And when I went down to the grocery store, I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy some red hot dogs for my fridge. And I could not find them anywhere. And I didn't understand and didn't know because I was raised. Yeah, I grew up and was raised in Maine and didn't really travel outside of there.
Right.
That it's a Maine thing. I mean, you can buy them here in New Hampshire.
Right.
I've seen them at the grocery store here. Obviously, because we had them on the grill. But
right.
They're so good. That used to be my go-to also in high school. My senior year, we used to go camping a lot, my friends and I, because we played paintball. Mm-hmm. And I'd go to Hannaford, and I'd get, like, a gallon of apple juice and a big package of red hot dogs, and that's what I would eat and drink for the weekend. Mm-hmm. By the way, not recommended. Right.
That's some gastrointestinal disease.
That was the worst. Wow. I can still remember the stomach ache from like an entire. I mean, I did that as a teenager. I can't imagine even trying that as an adult. Wow. Back in the day when I used to be able to destroy like 3 double cheeseburgers and some fries and all the stuff on the dollar menu. Now, like a double cheeseburger. With the mayo, by the way, like we talked about.
Yes.
That's my new... Well, I mean, I've been doing it for years, but Adam actually decided to try my cheeseburger hack at McDonald's.
Yes, add the mayo to the double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Makes it more rich. It does not translate, I feel like, to... I had a double cheeseburger from Burger King. And added,
it's way different.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't translate
it's
real well.
The flame broiling. The flame broiling ends up, you get a little bit of a drier, I don't know, it's a different consistency.
You know what I am excited for? I know we're switching.
It's good in a quarter pounder, too, by the way, the mayo.
Yeah, I did have it on there, and it was good. It must be just like the McDonald's meat, like, or something about it, I don't know.
Good stuff.
I'm also excited, like we were talking about this grill, I'm excited to use my cast iron skillet on it. Because you can just throw that right on there, and it's good to go. So,
and this grill is not just any grill; this is a charcoal grill.
Yes, and that's another thing. Like I've wanted a propane grill for a long time, but then I also realized I love charcoal. Like it's different. Propane flame and charcoal flame give you a different taste,
right?
And there's options too. Like I was looking at it, like there's. You can throw like different flavored chips in there with the charcoal that'll give you like a different kind of smoke, like a hickory smoke and all that other stuff. So you can like really play with flavor when it comes to charcoal, and I like that.
The only reason I got it was because you were specifically saying for the last few months that you wanted a charcoal grill.
Well, I think when I said that is I'm like even if I have to buy one of those little
hibachi,
not even a hibachi, like. The square grills that, like, are probably, like, the cheapest ones you can get. I'm like, I just want a grill of some kind.
Right.
This one's more than I pictured. So that was, like...
Well, I don't do anything small.
Right. Well, I think and you can get a good smoke on some stuff in it, too, because it has that nice smoke stack on it, I noticed. So yes. I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, next week we're expecting some Wednesday and Thursday. There's going to be another kind of taste of spring coming up. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the just nicer weather. I mean, I'm not one of those people that, you know, bitches and moans about the snow and the cold because, like, I choose to live here. I grew up here but and didn't really have a choice when I was a kid, but I choose where I live. I just have to suck it up and put on the big girl panties when it snows. But I really love spring. It is a time of renewal and everything is, you know, getting warmer and we can open the windows and but you know, this weekend is the first this is the 1 year anniversary of when they started the lockdown and quarantining and stuff. That was March 13th of 2020. But I wanted to ask you, Adam, what is the number one thing that you miss
since the pandemic one year later.
I miss buffets.
Okay.
And that's definitely, like, that's just the fat kid in me talking. Like, it's definitely not the large crowds of people. Like, no. Let's be real about that. No. No, okay, I'm not going to say, I shouldn't say buffets. That's not my answer. I miss the weekends with my wrestling friends.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Since I lived in Bangor, since, I want to say about late 2016, early 2017, I started hosting some of the boys from out of state and around at my apartment on wrestling weekends. Like, the first apartment in Bangor I lived in with my old roommate Neil. Neil had moved out to a bigger place, and I stayed. But I used to have like 8-9 guys staying at this place.
Sounds wild.
I know, like there were bodies everywhere. But like my apartments and available space got smaller and smaller as my time in Bangor progressed, and so did my crew. But like it ended with my solid group of guys that'd be like Billy and Garrett would come stay, James, Shaitan, Elite, Malik, regular guests in the fortress. Excuse me. Ooh, I got a call. I got a tickle there. I miss that. Like, I miss being with the boys, going out for breakfast, hanging out. Like, I've enjoyed, like, we get to spend all this time together, and that's really awesome. But, like, even, like, I wish you could have been a part of those weekends, you know what I mean, where we could all get together.
And I did get one.
Yes, you were there for one of the weekends.
The last one.
The last one, yeah.
We didn't know it was the last one.
No, yeah, we didn't know it was going to be the last one, but it was the last one.
Yeah.
I do miss that. I miss getting together with, like, my friends. Getting together with the people I like. Not, like, random strangers out in public and,
right,
like, super crowded stores and stuff like that. I kind of like the vibes of less crowded places.
Definitely.
Just because, being hyper-observant, too, I'm, like, I'm watching everything.
Right.
So, like, large groups of people is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you? What do you miss from the...
Definitely, I was just thinking about this yesterday when we were in the car. I hadn't realized, I've always thought that I'm a homebody and, you know, I really love being indoors. I hate outside. I hadn't realized how much I actually miss doing outdoor activities. Granted, I don't do all kinds of them, but, you know, all these things that I wanted to all these places I wanted to take you and do things with you and show you and these experiences of living in New Hampshire and the natural beauty here. And it's like all these things are all closed. And last summer, pardon me, last summer, you know, I really wanted to do all that stuff. And I didn't even go to the beach last year. And it's, I don't know, it's just, I miss the outdoor, the feeling, the freedom to be able to go out and do outdoor activities. Like, as it is right now, we were supposed to have our high school class reunion last June. And, of course, we postponed it because of the pandemic. But, I mean, I'm sitting here now, and it's the middle of March, and I'm not even certain that we're going to be able to do it this June. And I don't know. Like, I miss the freedom of being outdoors. Like, when we met up with some friends over the summer and safely social distanced outdoors at a barbecue place up the street. And that was in fucking July.
Well, I just read something this morning that the president was talking about. He's opened up. He's had all the states open up vaccinations to be available to everybody by May 1st. But he's hoping for some. He's aiming for like a July, like about July 4th, a return to normal.
Yeah,
normal-ish. The new, what we'll call the new normal, I guess you could say. Yeah. what people don't understand, like, a lot of people don't understand who are still on this, oh, I'm not getting no government tracking chip put in me with this vaccine.
Oh, for Christ.
I know, like they don't carry around cell phones and have
AI
assistants throughout the house. Literally
carrying a tracking device with you at all times.
And then they've been open about that, like, yeah, we'll listen to your cell phone. Like, what are you going to do about it? You're still going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a new normal for sure. Like, yeah. You don't have to, vaccinated people don't have to wear masks when hanging out indoors.
Right.
Vaccinated people can visit. You can visit nursing homes again. They lifted the federal ban on visitors in nursing homes. So now it's on an individual basis, depending on the nursing home.
Yep.
Children are being able to see their grandparents again. Like, families are being able to see their moms and dads in care facilities again.
Right.
This vaccination is actually moving us the direction everybody's bitching about trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spent a year wearing our masks below our nose, and we've spent a year not wearing masks because we have asthma, blah, blah, blah. Like, I have asthma too, like, but I wear my mask at work and every store I go into, and I breathe just fine. You know, but that's a whole nother rant. But it would be awesome to see something back to normal by July 4th. I'm optimistic about that. Like I said, I know the president. I'm trying to be supportive of the president. You know, I mean, I don't like 100% of the things about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I like him solely based on the fact that it's not Trump.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing to see a president not stand up there and talk sideways out of his face and just so nasty about people. Even if he's like he's opposed, he's like, we're going to work with our Republican colleagues and we're going to try and really find a solution.
Yeah.
When Trump used to just be like, those damn Democrats are stopping progress again. Sorry, America. I guess the Democrats really don't want you to be happy.
Right.
Good old Papa Trump is trying to take care of you, but these Democrats are just shitting all over you guys. It's not right. It's not fair. It's bad business. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's at least, like, even if he doesn't really feel that way, like, we know about politicians. Like, he's at least putting up the front, and that's good enough for me.
Yep.
It's the professionalism of the job. Like, that's, like, been my biggest complaint. Like, Trump's just his professional, like, that position is important. That's you're the person that's representing us to the rest of the fucking world.
Right.
And when other countries are laughing at us, it's like, oh, come on, man.
Like, we thought, you know, I remember making all the comments about, you know, this is why foreign countries hate us when George W. Bush was our when Reagan was president. But I mean, like, I remember when W was president thinking, like, it can't possibly get any worse. And then Donald Trump comes along and says, hold my fucking beer.
To this, like, I remember when I first heard about that, I was like, that's not gonna real thing.
Right.
That's just a celebrity being funny. Yeah, Donald Trump's hilarious. He's not gonna run for president.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's running for president.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's down to him and him versus Hillary. What the?
And then at that point, we're like, this is hilarious. This is never gonna happen.
I was like, Donald Trump's the president. This can't be right.
Yeah.
But
I didn't laugh react when that happened. I'll say that.
I don't think it set in immediately for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
So,
that was I just got a really great idea.
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break.
Mm-hmm. And you get to hear the soft, subtle sounds of Adam Ricker. Welcome back to the second half of the Two Kings podcast.
Where it's always Saturday.
It is. So last week, we had mentioned that we were going to be doing some the revival, the beginning of season 2's Two Kings Q&A. We had a brand new card set that we purchased in this beautiful acrylic box. It's called Table Topics: Questions to Start Great Conversations. And it's an absolutely beautiful presentation. And Adam's going to, we're going to just take turns. And Adam's going to go first.
Yes, I was requested. Held at sharp tongue point.
Requested.
Shove me down the stairs.
We don't have stairs. Stop it.
Let's see.
Stop that.
I am going through the cards here.
Kind of takes the random out of it, but okay.
Well, you know, some of them I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the, I look at one, there was one I looked at and I'm like, that's just going to be like a yes or no answer. Then it's going to be next question. Right. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
So my question here from Table Topics, mm-hmm. What do you want for your next birthday?
Oh, well, let's see. I think it would be fun to, I would rather have an experience than a tangible thing. I mean, if the experience comes with a tangible thing, that's cool too. But, like, rather than getting, like, a whole bunch of stuff, I would rather do something.
I'll give you the Adam Ricker experience with a tangible thing.
I wish a bitch would. no, but... As I've gotten older, I've realized that if... I don't, just as an adult, we don't have to want for anything. Whatever it is, we're adults and we have the freedom to, I want this item or I need this item. I have purchased this item. So basically, for all intents and purposes, you and I both, whatever we want or need, we buy. So what there's no, I would really love a new 10-speed bike from my, you know, like I'm not a kid anymore. So what I value is the experiences. For example, the last time that I went to Provincetown for a vacation, rather than buying 18 t-shirts and whatever, I spent money to go and see 4 shows while I was there. And that so and solely those 4 performances that I saw, like nothing else about that week was great, but those seeing those 4 performances, that was an experience that I treated myself to, and that's more valuable than, you know, a shitty t-shirt.
I feel that, like, that's actually a pretty cool idea. That sounds fun too, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, we share birthdays. I'd be very much down for something along those lines.
Could also do like a casino trip, a big like balling like Las Vegas swingers style casino trip, like boys' night out, smoke cigars on a patio and have like whiskey and shit like that. That's like
all that, but a bitch is gonna be playing the penny slots because
we're balling on a budget.
Gonna be penny slot. I was trying to think of a P name. I was like, I can think it was my mom's name, Patricia. Like, Penny Slot Patricia. Mm-hmm. But my mom's not really a casino. I'm sure she'd like the casino, but she's not really a...
I'm pretty sure my mom would like the casino.
Your mom's wild.
Yes, she is. All right. So I'm going to pick a card here. Stupid. You're not
10. So now you know why I was going through it.
Oh, here we go. This is cool. What natural event would you like to witness in person?
Wow. Honestly, I think the one, like, I don't know. That's so confusing.
The key in the question is natural. So it's something involving nature, space, something like.
I would love to experience the Northern Lights, like okay. The actual, like, where you're out there and it's just like the full tilt.
Yeah.
Full tilt deal there. I think that would be pretty cool.
And it, as a native Alaskan, I think that would be very interesting for you to see, too.
I mean, yeah, I was born there, but yeah. Like. I've experienced some of the cool things there. Like when they had those giant ass glaciers, mm-hmm. We have pictures of my brother and I by the big glaciers in Alaska. And, but I think the Northern Lights would be pretty cool to experience. I'm fascinated by, like, weather events, but, like, I don't really want to, like, experience.
You're like, I like the Weather Channel, but I also saw Twister.
I wanted to go to Universal Studios sometime and ride the Twister ride. Because D-Money used to tell me about that. Like, that used to be the one where he's like, it's like being in a tornado. I'm like, oh, man, I got to go. I want to try. I want to feel what it's like to be in a tornado without actually being in the tornado.
Right. My favorite part of that movie. Cow. Another cow.
Another cow.
That's awesome.
I did get to experience almost being eaten by a T-Rex.
Oh.
So that's kind of a natural event.
Okay.
It was very simulated, but then the ride dropped, and then all of a sudden I was on a log flume, so, you know.
Oh, that makes... Okay. That
works. All right. Let's see here. See, these cards are very much like, what did you do in school today?
Yeah, because the variety, the flavor of these topics was family dinner. That's what happens when you go to TJ Maxx for your...
This question isn't for you, but these are the type of questions, it's like a one-word answer. What would you buy if you had to spend $800 in 8 hours? It'd be like, electricity? Insurance? <Yeah. laughs> Right. A vehicle payment? You know, like, very easy.
A tank of oil? Yeah, of course.
All right, this is I'm very interested in this one. Okay. How have you changed in the past year?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, we did touch upon that a little bit before the break when we were just talking about, you know, the pandemic, the way that life has changed. A year ago today, not only did the quarantining and stuff for the pandemic start, and, you know, our life circles all shrunk a lot, you know, and it became, you know, you were spending a lot of time alone. But also a year ago today, I started the new position at work where I work overnights now. So I'm really not even like my circle of life got even smaller because at least people like when you're awake during the day, even if you are quarantining, you still get in your car and you drive somewhere, you see other cars. You go to a drive-through, you go into the supermarket, you see other people. When you work like I do from 9 at night until 5 in the morning, you see the 10 people you work with. And so I feel like the, you know, cold, icy heart that I have has kind of realized that I actually did enjoy, to a degree, I did enjoy other people, just at least seeing other people and doing things outdoors. I think that was a profound change in the way that I perceive myself.
Absolutely. That's
probably a lot deeper answer than you than we one was.
I know, I'm like processing it. I'm like, wow, that was deep.
Yeah.
It was a big. I remember it was a big change for you, but like you were very excited for it.
Mm. I've been wanting to work overnights for my entire working career because I'm at my best at like 2:30 in the morning.
I remember it was an. The sleeping, I think, was the toughest adjustment. But you definitely, I remember you taking right to it and loving it, and I could see like a change in your attitude towards work. Because I know it was hairy there for a second.
Yeah.
During the day.
A couple.
Especially right at the beginning of this, like as things were getting started with the pandemic, people having to deal with people. So.
Yeah. Like, and I remember the tail end of February when you know people weren't even around here, unless you were like a news hound, people weren't talking about the coronavirus or COVID-19. Like it wasn't a topic of conversation yet. Even at like February 25th, you know, 20 days before, we weren't talking about it. No one knew about it. But I remember this an Asian lady came in and literally bought every single fucking mask we had. And it was the weirdest thing. And, like, that was really weird. I'm like, I wonder why that... Actually, it was her and two other people. I had three Asian customers within in one night, and they bought all the masks. And I'm like, that's so weird. I'm like, I wonder what's up with all the masks, and why were all three of those customers Asian? I don't understand. And I'm wondering maybe if they were of Chinese descent and had people, you know, that they knew over there who were hearing about that, the outbreak and all that. But, you know, that's a lot of conjecture, I suppose. But... but yeah. If you were to do volunteer work, what kind of volunteer work would you choose?
I think it would be along what I used to do, volunteer, like at a Boys and Girls Club. That's, I was raised in one, after school. I grew up, I made a lot of lifelong friends, you know, and they're people we're on Facebook, we see each other, we don't talk often, but, you know, like, if we ran into each other, the love would always be there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something like that, working with, like, kids. Like, I'd love to work with kids and try to instill a different, like, adult point of view in them, like, because generally, like, this generation of teenagers is awful.
Oh, yeah.
like I said, in my experience in dealing with them, coming across them, but I would try to teach, like, how it used to be for me when I was a teen, you know what I mean? Like, showing a respect for some adults, but it's also remembering, like, respect is earned. Like, adults aren't entitled to respect, but they're also not... They don't deserve disrespect just because.
Right. Everyone is owed common respect until you are proven otherwise.
Exactly. I miss, like, playing gym games with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I miss helping with homework.
Yeah.
Or, like, just playing games, playing board games with them. When I did aftercare, I used to love playing four squares with the kids because that used to be my jam in the fourth grade.
Yep.
And I get right into it with them, too. I'm like, oh, excuse me, double tap, you're out. Like,
yeah.
But Mr. Adam, no, get to the back of the line, Ruthie, let's go. I'm the king, my rules.
Yeah, that's right.
Blocking, double, there's a double tap, lines are retakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, no serve backs or whatever it was. I don't remember. Like, it was like that. I've been competitive with these kids. I didn't care. Do others perceive you... Do others perceive you differently than you are?
I used to say yes. But now, as I've matured... a little bit more and grown into my grumpy ass skin, I feel like I project, I'm pretty much a what you see is what you get person, I think. I mean, as one of the people who has met, you're probably the person who has met me the most recently in my life. How would you am I on the... what do you think about the way that you perceive me versus the way that I actually am?
Well, I mean, I feel like I would perceive you as you actually are.
Mm-hmm. But you know me now, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably an unfair question.
I'm like, I think there are people out there who... know, like, how kind of a person you are on, like, when it comes down to it, and they take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People who feel like, oh, I can just say this or, you know, assume that you'll, you know what I mean? You'll be right there to,
mm-hmm,
to do things without actually asking you to do it.
Yeah.
But that I have seen you in those, like, get better about being like, no, like, you're happy to help, but don't set an expectation for my behavior.
Right. And I do have to say that you've helped me a lot with that of, you know, just the setting boundaries.
Right. Like, you work hard. Mm-hmm. You work 40-plus hours a week, overnights at that. You are in charge of a crew of people, mm-hmm. some of which, from what I, yeah. you know what I mean, from yeah. what I under, from what I can ascertain,
yeah. these confidential conversations yeah. we have, yes.
It's, I think people be best not to underestimate you, because I think the one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It'll be that one time, like, where you really put your foot down that people are going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I feel like that, I feel like that's how I perceive myself that way, too. Here's an interesting one. Does technology make it easier or harder to be friends?
I think it makes it much harder. Mm-hmm. Because your relationships with people, I think, exist in, like, digital time. Like, I have friends online that I'd interact with, like, for, like, a week straight, you know, all liking each other's memes and chatting here and there. But then, like, you're on to talking to someone else, and, like, these other friends get go put by the wayside. And then you're like, am I even friends with these people? Like,
right.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I grew up where you had to call people's houses from your landline, you know, to see if they were home. You had to interact with people in real time to maintain friendships.
Right.
But I think that I think that FaceTime, God, the need for that gets lost when you can just literally instantly access anybody at any right. time. It's a different kind. It's a different kind of friendship. Like, yeah. I've made friends online, but then I've been in person, and it's like, I don't know how to interact with you because you're standing here in front of me. You know what I mean? Wrestling is like that. Yeah. You meet other wrestlers online, and then you get in the locker room, and it's like, oh, hey, this is you as a person? Like, oh. I think it's just a different persona. Your online persona and your real life persona are different. And
it's really interesting because I had a completely, and I think that, you know, as alike as we are, that is one of those. That is a difference in our personalities, where I feel like technology made it easier. When I did a college, that thing where they make you read Walden and you go away and you can't do any technology for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had come back home here, and one of the things that it made me realize that, you know, in the 25 years in between having technology and access to the internet, you know, when I was growing up as a gay kid thinking I was the only one on the planet, and then the internet happened and I stumbled upon a community, which is not really a community much for me anymore, but stumbling upon the bear community and, you know, being able to, like, reach out and talk to other people in other corners of the world, seeing I wasn't by myself. I don't know, but all those relationships, if you can even call them that, were all, you know, digital. So I guess the answer to that question is what is your guidelines for friendship, I guess?
Well, I guess, I'll put it this way. I think as technology developed, it initially made it easier to be friends.
Sure.
But nowadays, you see it like, take Facebook, for example, and this is something I commonly have talked about this season on the show, especially. your friends can voice an opinion,
mm-hmm.
but because you're not actually hearing their tone or how they mean it or their side of it or whatever, it's very easy to misunderstand and misappropriate what these people are saying. I have so many friendships that have gone by the wayside this year because of difference of opinion right. and arguing on social media and posturing on social media. They're like, well, I'm a big Trump supporter, and I'm literally here to make people's day, like, ruin your day by posting positive things about Trump. Like, your negative reaction is what I'm seeking.
Right.
And that's what people do, and that's what makes it such a hole. Like, these people are on the other end of the computer, like, ha 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 ha, I ruined this person's day. Should a person's day be ruined by something they read online? No. But it happens. It happens to everybody, regardless of what they want to say. Right. Even the people that, I don't let things on. So, yes, you do. Because you're posting about, you're making it a point to say it, like, that you don't. A lot of people don't realize they do that. Like, the people who get on there, they're like, hey, if you feel this way about this subject, you need to shut up and stop me. No, don't tell people to shut up. Like, what? Because what you're doing is much worse. Like, you're trying to censor people. You're exercising your free speech to censor other people who have the same right as you.
Right.
And so you're literally just attacking people when you do stuff like that. I've seen it this week. There was a wrestling show recently, and they were supposed to do this big exploding ring deathmatch gimmick. And when the end of the countdown comes, the ring is essentially supposed to explode.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was, when the countdown reached zero, some sparklers went off in the corners, essentially, and nothing happened.
Okay. Okay.
So it's the joke. It's the big joke going around. Well, there's people getting online. Hey, if you're talking shit about what happened at this wrestling show, good luck. Now these companies aren't going to hire you. And it's very unprofessional and you look stupid. I'm like, I'm sorry, do you work for the HR department of this company? Yeah. What are the hiring guidelines? Right. Because, like, I'm pretty sure you don't know how it actually works. Yeah. Sorry, like, I'm not trying to be a dink. But I've been in indie wrestling since 2004 when I made my in-ring debut. Like, I've seen all the generations of... I've seen a few different generations of, like, how wrestling is and how it is today. Like, these are people who've been in this business, like, 2-3 years, and they think they know everything.
Right.
Because they're friends with this popular wrestler. And I'm using the quotes, popular... Because I look at some of these people, I'm like, why is everyone riding this kid's dick? He looks like a chump. Like, I get annoyed sometimes when I see wrestlers who are a quarter of my size. And they're like, oh, here's the next big star. I'm like, if I got in the ring with him, I would eat him for breakfast. Yes, there's the shade. Get the shade fan out. yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. But, so, yeah, as time went on, technology made it harder, I think, to maintain friendships. Initially, like, AOL Instant Messenger used to be great. Yahoo Messenger, I guess.
ICU.
Yeah, ICQ or whatever.
ICQ, yeah, that was it.
Pal Talk, there was one.
God. I don't know.
All those different things, they were good ideas initially, but now, like, nowadays, you just, like, see your friends' buttholes online and shit. Like, it's just weird. Like, I don't know.
MSN Messenger, that was the one I used most often, and you know, to send pictures of my butthole.
Oh my god! I have never done that, and I won't. Like, I don't understand. I hate, let's be real here, like, I'm sorry, I hate that picture. It's so off-putting. Like, back in my single days, you talk to all these people on the apps and stuff like that. You're like, hey, you know, you're cute, oh, you're cute too. Here's my dick. Oh, okay, like that, you know.
That's fine.
Well, here's my butthole. Hey, whoa! That's some. I see a little piece of tissue paper there.
I don't know. I remember posting some. I think it was on Facebook. But I'm like, you know, gay apps today. It's like, hello. Here's a photo of my colon. Like, I don't. Who needs that? nobody wants.
No, to see no, that. No. It's not. Ladies, I'm sorry if you've ever experienced the unsolicited dick pic. However,
we like them.
Please know that we sometimes get the unsolicited butthole pic.
Yes.
And it makes you yearn for the unsolicited dick pics. Oh, I'm sorry that it does. Mm-hmm. But it's just a surprise. You open up your messenger and it's like, whoa, hey, I don't even like looking at mine. Don't show me yours.
I really hope that's not a gif.
Okay. All right, let's do one last round of these cards here. And
God. We're going from Loki's vet appointment to whole picks. It's
just... I know. You really never know what we're going to talk about. All right. So, this is going to be an interesting one.
Okay.
What's the nicest thing your mom does for you?
Oh, my God.
calls before stopping by.
No,
that's the...
No, she's actually salty now because of the way that I park. She can't see my car from the road. What's the nicest thing she did?
I know. Crickets.
Yeah. I don't know. She's generally there to listen for a little while until she loses interest when I need something, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying... This is really making it sound like my mother's a horrible person, and she kind of is sometimes, but that, I don't know, like, she's not a person to just randomly do things or what, like, to be nice. That's not really in her nature.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a really hard question, and now I sound like a horrible son, so I appreciate it. Thank you, babe.
I thought it would be an interesting, thought-provoking thing. I mean, I guess...
Thankfully, she doesn't listen to the Two Kings podcast.
Right. I think it would be, like, I don't know, from my observation, I guess it would be, like, if you ever need something, like, from her house, which is, like, the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin, which is everything you can think. No, Little Mermaid there, where the Little Mermaid had, like, everything in that one cave. Oh, these are all my treasures. It's just all junk, but, like, yeah. It lines the walls of the house. She gave Brian a trash can recently that he had an attachment to.
She borrowed me a trash
can. She says that, but you know damn well she ain't getting it back.
No.
She's got, like... She'll think of you guys, like you when she's out yard sailing stuff like that. Like, you guys, I think, have a pretty good thing about, like, keeping in communication with each other when there's, like, something, like, there's a sale or a deal or a special going on somewhere.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, that's just from an outside point of view. But.
Yes. So, yeah, that was a definitely an interesting question.
Yes. All right. You ready for your last? Dude, you got one last one for me?
Yeah. Let's see.
The Two Kings podcast is brought to you by Dr. Monroe's Family Counseling. No, I'm just...
All right. Here's one. Is it ever okay to be mean to someone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's kind of like a tit for tat situation. Like, I've seen
your tats.
You want to see my tats? Or my. How about one of each?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. Whew. Sorry. I have absolutely no problem letting a bitch know. As, like, you mess with my friends, like, I have a lot of friends who don't like confrontation and who'll just sit there and they'll take the abuse, they'll internalize it.
Yeah.
I'll come around the corner and be like, excuse me, talk to me. I talk bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. don't mess around with people I care about, because I'll let you know. I'll make you cry. Like, I'm that bitch. Like, I will make you cry and think about what you've done. Like, and I don't care if it's mean. Right. Like, you're being mean to somebody. You're going to know how it feels. I was bullied growing up. Like, up until like, about the Boys and Girls Club age, when I was, like, when I got out and, like, the other kids actually got to know me instead of just picking on me. You took them already. I've come a long way since then, so, like, it triggers me, like, no tomorrow when I see people who can't stand up for themselves, and it's outside of their control, you know, like...
Oh, definitely.
Because they just don't like confrontation, they don't know what to say. I know what to say. I have a very broad vocabulary, and I will absolutely be happy to address these concerns for you, so... Yeah. I think everyone deserves kindness and common respect until you prove otherwise.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that.
So, they can kiss my ass. I don't, you know, like, I just won't put up with it.
Feel free to kiss my entire ass. Right in the center. So, this has been a really great show this week.
Yes.
So, before we go, I asked Adam earlier during the broadcast, what's the number one thing that you miss since the pandemic? And we'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation on our Facebook page, the website, www.twokingspodcast.com. And we're going to say peace out for this week.
Oh, yeah. Time to go get groceries.
Yes. And by the way, don't forget to jump your clocks ahead on hour tonight. It is daylight savings time tonight.
I am so excited because I work overnight tonight, and it's gotten means I think I still get paid for 8 hours, but I only actually work 7.
Yeah.
I'm very stoked about that.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, have a great week, everybody, and we'll join you next week on the Two Kings podcast, Saturday at 9 a.m.
That's right. Keep your hands clean. Wash, sanitize. Don't blow dry. That's just disgusting. Wear a mask, be kind to each other, and we'll see you next week on Saturday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.